all brothers and sisters again to this gospel gathering, whereby Jesus Christ is exalted without compromise.
Ndikulandireni abale ndi alongo kuli konse kumene muli munthawi ino imene Yesu Khristu akwezedwa mosachotsera kapena kuwonjezera.
This is the only place whereby Jesus Christ is exalted without compromise.
Awadu ndi malo okhawo amene Yesu Khristu amakwezedwa popanda kuchotsera kapena kuwonjezera.
I've got nothing to say, nothing to do, rather worship Christ and Christ alone. I remember that a preamble time when I was in Pentecost, I was thinking many lessons to teach. What should I teach? Let me teach about lusciousness. Let me teach about holiness. Let me teach about many things that I was teaching, trying to come up with. But when it first got to open my eyes and see Christ of the scriptures, I see that there is no any subjects but Christ, and Christ alone is the message.
Ndikumbukira nthawi yakumbuyoko ndili ku mipingo ya Chipentekoste ndimakhala ndi maphunziro osiyana-siyana amene ndimaganiza kuti kodapa ndilalikiriza chani. Lero ndilalikira za chiyero kapena ndilalikira za chilungamo ayi ndilalikira za ubatizo. Pamene panakomedweresa Mulungu kutsegula maso anga, ndinaona kunena kuti chinthu chimodzi chokha chimene ndifunika kuchilalikira ndi Yesu Khristu yekha ndi ntchito yake imene iye anachita basi.
So the message about Jesus Christ is the message that will never be loved by many people. And once preached the Christ of the scriptures, expect the hatred to raise, expect the fights to come upon that press.
Ndipo pamene mwayamba kulalikira uthenga umwe mbekezere kuti pazadzuka mkangano pazadzuka ndewu pamalo amene chifukwa cha uthengawo.
Why fights raise? It's because there is separation of the wheat and the other things that are not worth it to be with.
Kumano kumati chifuso kumati chifukwa chani pakhoza kukhala ndewu pamene uthenga wabwino walalikiridwa ichitu chifukwa chonena kuti pali atirigu ndi zinthu zina zimene sizinayenera kuti zingatengedwe mthawi imeneyi.
The true gospel separates the two.
Ndi uthenga wabwino umagawa zinthu ziwiri.
The first group that are to be separated from the remaining group are the elect that God will open their ears and eyes so that they should hear and see Christ of the scriptures.
Guloya ambalo limene limapatulidwa ndi gulu limene latsegulidwa maso ndi Mulungu mwini wake kuti athe kuona Kristo wochokera mmalemba.
The remaining group are the groups that are a group of an elect that will raise fights against the elected people.
Ndipo gulu losalo ndi gulu la anthu osasankhidwa amene amayambisa ndewu amayambisa mkangano kutsutsa anthu aja amene ndi osankhidwa.
And this group of the erected people, they will form another religion whereby they are to preach things whatsoever preached to themselves.
Ndipo gulu ilili la anthu amene ndi osasankhidwa lizayambisa kagulu kawo kunena kuti azilalikira zinthu zimene zowasangalasa inu ake.
How can we know the false religion?
Ndiyeno tingaziwe bwanji chipembedzo chabodza.
Number one, the false religions have got self-justification, self-sanctification.
Choyamba nchonera kuti gulu la chipembedzo la anthu amene ndiosasankhidwa amenewa limaziwika kunena kuti amakhala kudzilungamisa kwa iwokha komanso kudziyeresa mwa iwokha.
Number two, these false religions, they depend upon their works, that there is something good in themselves.
Ndiponso kaguluka meneko kamadalira mu ntchito zochita iwowo kunena kuti muli kuthekera mwa iwowokha.
When they are preaching the gospel, they are always pointing the sinners to themselves. They are a good example to the sinners that they call themselves that these are sinners.
Iwo watu akamalalikira mauthenga awo amazika okha kukhala chisanzo chomalozera anthu ochimwa nkumawo zoonera kuti muzionatu kuti ngati pali munthu wabwino ndineyo ndi awo ndi ochimwawo.
But the true gospel is to show the sinner to Christ, the only salvation of that erected sinner.
Komadu utenga ona ndi wabwino mundu umodzoka umene umamulozera munthu ochimwayo kwa Kristo amene anabwera ndi kupulumusa munthu ochimwa.
And Christ is the only hope, the hope of the erect only.
Ndipo Kristi ndi chiyembekezo chokhacho cha anthu osankhidwa.
Today, Matthew is chapter 12.
Veroli tili mbuku la Mateyu mu 12.
Matthew chapter 12 from verse 1 through 9.
Ndi Mateyu mu 12 ndi Mateyu yambayo mpaka na ndi number 9.
I will start reading two verses and Brother John will follow suit.
Ndiye tidzowerenga ma verse awiri mu Satana.
Number 1 and 2. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were angered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. 2. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day.
Nyengo imeneyo Yesu anapita tsiku la sabata pakati pa minda ya tirigu ndipo ophunzira ake anali ndi njala naye ambakubudula ngala nadya koma afarisi pakuona anati kwa iye tapenyani ophunzira anu achita chosaloleka tsiku la sabata.
3 and 4. But he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did when he was angered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. See.
Verse 3 and 4. Koma iye anati kwa iwo. Kodi simunawerenga chimene anachita David pamene anali ndi njala, ndiwo amene anali naye, kuti analowa mnyumba ya Mulungu nadye mikate yoonetsa, imene yosaloleka kudya iye kapena amene anali naye koma ansembe okhaokha.
5 and 6. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? And I say unto you that in this place is one greater in temple.
Ndimaya 5 and 6. Kapena simunawerenga kodi mtiramulo kuti tsiku la sabata ansembe mkachidzi anayipisa tsiku la sabata nakhala wopanda tchimo? Koma ndinena kwa inu kuti wakuposa kachisiyo alipo mphamvu.
7 and 8. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned me the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day.
Verse 7 and 8. Koma mukadaziwa ikuchiani ichi. Ndifuna chifundo sisembe ayi. Simukadaweruza olakwa iwo osachimwa. Pakuti mwana wa munthu ali mwini tsiku la sabata.
9th last verse. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue.
Ndimeyo maliza nambala 9, ndipo iye anachokera pamenepo nalo wa msunagoge mwawo.
It's another long subject that we have just started today.
Ndipo iliso ndi phunziro lina lalitali limene tingoliyambako lero.
This Matthew, the writer of this book, is one of the disciples of Jesus Christ.
Matei Rudu amene analemba buku ilili ndi mmodzi wa ophunzira a Yesu Kristu.
And when Matthew was writing these scriptures, he was writing whatever the Lord Jesus Christ said.
Ndipo tumene Matei amakalemba buku limene lili amakalemba zokhazo zimene Ambuye Yesu anayankhula.
There are similar books that speaks about what Jesus Christ spoke. That is the book of John, Luke, Mark, and Matthews.
Kuliru mabugu ena wafana naso, amena naremba aso, zimena kwe yesu analankula, dendi kukumongala, Marigo, Luka, kumaso Yohani.
Now, John, when he was writing his message, his gospel, he was speaking about Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
Wamene Yohani amagala naremba aso, zimena yesu Christo analankula mbugu lagi, anaga mfotokoza yesu Christo monga mwana wa Mulungu.
Luke wrote the gospel, but spoke Jesus Christ as the Son of Man.
Ndipo Luka polemba buku lake mu uthenga wabwino anamufotokozera monga Yesu yo mwana wa munthu.
While Mark wrote the gospel and showed Jesus Christ as the servant of God.
Ndipo Mariko polembaso uthenga wabwino buku la Mariko anamuonesera Yesu Kristu yo monga mtumiki wa Yehova.
While Matthews is showing Jesus Christ as the King of Kings. So to conclude, Christ is the King, he is the servant of God, he is the Son of Man, he is the Son of God.
Ndipo omba ngoda Yesu Kristu ndiye mfumu ya mafumu, iyeyo ndi mwana wa munthu, iyeyo ndiye mfumu wa Mulungu, komanso iyeyo ndi mwana wa Mulungu.
Today the book of Matthews.
Ndere lodi ndi buku limene lili la Mateyu.
Now it starts by saying Jesus Christ took the people on the Sabbath day into the field where there was corn.
Ndiyo nubuku ya mwavale ya mbankuna mchapta 12 ya mbankuna kuti Yesu Kristu anawatenga antu ndikulowa nao munda wa tirigu siku la sabata.
Don't forget that when he was going into that cornfield, there were Pharisees that were seeing whatever Christ was doing.
Musaiwale kuti mmena mawatenga antu ndikulowa nao munda wa mpesa mfanalitu wa Pharisa mmena maona zimina mbuye wa machita.
I remember the preamble time. I once spoke about the Pharisees, that this organization, this group of people, started when there was silence. God was not speaking with the people in the world.
Ndikumbuka nthawi ya kumbuyo yoti ndinafotokozamo za gulu limene lila Farisi, kunena kuti gulu limene linayamba ku nthawi ya chete, limene anadzoka kuti azimuyankhulira Mulungu, Mulungu iyo atakhala chete.
During the time of silence, the Apocrypha, the Pharisees, the Sadducees started their organizations when Christ, when the Lord, when God was silent.
Ndiye munthawi yachete imene yoyo, anthu amene ndiwosavomerezeka, Afarisi, anadzuka munthawi imene yoyo, nthawi imene Mulungu anakhala chete.
And this is the picture of religious groups of people. They try to speak things of God when God is silenced to them. During this time of silence, the Bible says that these groups of people, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, started their organizations speaking whatever the Lord is not speaking to them. Nthawi ya chete ii. Magulu awa Afaris na Saduki. Anayemba kulankula. Kulankuli na mnaloma Mulungu. Kumalankula zitu. Simene Mulungu sada lankule. Nikumazipanga gati Mulungu. Walankula. And the starting point of the Pharisees and the Sadducees is the beginning of fossil religions that are of now existing. Kuyambika kwa Farisi na Saduki, chinali chiyambisha kuyambika kwa chipembezo chonama, simene zilipo mpaka na lero, simene zikulamulira. And as of now, there is many religious groups of people that claim themselves to be the saints, to be the believers of the world, while they are not. They are quite contrary to the will of God. Kuchoka nthawi imeneyo, pali magulu ambiri a wanthu, amene amadziyesa okha kuti ndi olungama, amene amadzilungamitsa okha pamene ali kutali ndi mtanda wake wambuye wathu Yesu Kristu. Now, Jesus Christ saw and know that there is a Pharisees somewhere waiting. Yesu Christu adatsiwa ndikule a Pharisees pena paka kudikira. So, for him to answer them with the true gospel, kuti yeyo awayankaiwa wandu tenga wabwino weniweni, he took the disciples of himself to the field so that he might speak to them the gospel. Yesu adarenga akupuzira wake napita nawo kumunda watiriku nafuna kuti ayankhe mafunso amene adali ndi anthu awa. And when he once entered into the field, atangolowa mundamo, same Jesus Christ brought hunger to the rights of the people. Yesu yemweyo adabweretsa njala kwa anthu. How can we say that Jesus Christ brought hunger to the people? Kodi tingadziwe bwanji kuti Yesu adabwereka njala? Let's look at verse 1 of Genesis of Matthew chapter 12. Today, to end in Timakeo Yamba, Yamateu chapter 12. Because verse 1 says, at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were angered, and began to pluck the ears of corn to eat. Namukoza kuona, kuti tsiku ili, nthawi iyi, Yesu adatenga akuphunzira pa tsiku la Sabata, nalowa nawo mmunda, ndipo akuphunzira adamva njala, nayamba kupulula njala za tirigu, nayamba kudya. The question might be, why Jesus Christ took the people so that they should move with the people on the Sabbath day in the cornfield? Fuzo mkumati, nchifuwa jana mbuya Yesu, anarega kukunzira, simkula sabata, mkumaga enda nao, munda mmele muli tiriku, munda mmele muli zomera. Why didn't Jesus Christ choose another day? Because there is many days, there is Monday through Saturday. How, that is 7 days. Why choosing a Sabbath day to be the day whereby the disciples and him are to move in the field where there is corn? Fuso mkumati, nchifuwe chana mbuye Yesu, anarenga kupunzira, nukupida nao munda, wa umene unali midu wa titirigu, mene unali mbeu, kwa matisiku lagi na sabata. Pasa bada ruba ni masiku ambiri, wangu wana sefe, nchifuwe chana sana sanga kwa kimoti wa masiku yawa, kwa munga sanga tisiku la sabata. This was so because Jesus wanted to preach the true gospel to the Pharisees. Yesu adapanga izi chifukwa adafuna walalikira Farisi uthenga wabwino weniweni. So the first thing, the day was Sabbath. Ndecho yambiri na tsikulo lidali la Sabbath. Whereby when we look into the law, tikamaona muchilamulo, on the Sabbath day, it was a resting day. Sigula sabata, lidali sigula pumula. Whereby there is nobody who is to work. Imene badali be muntu amene amene kira kukira nsito. If you stop, if you had a work to do, and it has remained, you are to proceed the other day, but that day was to be made holy in the tribe of Israelites. Ngatiwa ya ulini nsito za kukala ako, umene kira kusisiza, ukazikwira mutsiku linalo, kwa tsiku limenelo limatchedwa ukala loyera. So it was a holy day. Lidali tsiku loyera. Why holy? Nchifuwa jani tsiku lidali loyera. It's God himself who made it to be holy. Adali mungu mwini, amina adali panga hilo ukala loyera. Because when we read the Bible in the book of Genesis, chifuwa likamare in the Bible, mbuku la Genesis, who see that God did the work 6 days. Chiwa wana kudi Yesu, mungu wana kira nchito, wama siku, series. But on the seventh day, he rests. Kwa matiwa wana kudi siku la number 7, anapumula. Why resting on the seventh day? Fuso mkumati, nchifuwa chani, anapumula siku la number 7, because Seven means complete, resting. Nchibodi tisi number la yoti seven. Ima rantawusa kumarisa, kupumula. So, because God works, but he saw it to be possible that there should be a day whereby he is to rest and make that day to be holy. Urungu adao na kuti yeyo amene wakira nshito yeka kome anenega so kupanga letisigu hili kutili karetisigu lokumula. It's God who made the day to be holy. Kimurungu amenada alipanga tisigu hili kukala loyela. It's God who made the day to be Sabbath. Ndi Mulungu mwini amenada alipanga tisigu hili kukala la Sabbata. Sabbath, it's a Hebrew word. Mawadi Sabbata alimujeberi. Whereby is the exact meaning of the word Sabbath means resting. Amenada ntawuza lake lenileni le mawadi Sabbata lima ntawuza kumula. So it's God who made the Sabbath day to be the day of resting. It's God who made rest unto his people. Ndi Mulungu mwini amenada alipanga tisigu la Sabbata kuti lizikhala lokumula. Mulunguyo adabweretsa kupumula mkati mwa anthu. Why God rested on the Sabbath? Kuso kumati, njifoja ni Mulungu adakupumula tsiku la Sabbata, he rested as the picture of what Christ will do when he will come into this world. Yeyo adakupumula, kati chituzi tuzi, chashimene Yesu, ata akachite, ata kabwela tsiku la pansi. Once Jesus Christ entered into this world, yes, he is to give rest to the people. So there is other people that are to receive rest while others are still working. Never want to remember. We find rest in the Lord. Yes, Christ. So, Sabbath is resting. Now we see God is sending Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ is coming into this world as a man, and you know that Sabbath is resting, and is coming from the road, where the road comes from, and is taking the disciples into the field, whereby he knows that the disciples who brought the ears of corn and start eating. Nde apa tikuona Mungu. Akutisha petaye kanabwela mtubi monga mtu. Ndipo Yesu wabwela monga mtu. Pokela Yesu mtubi. Akutisiwa kunili chilamulo chitajokila kwa iye Mungu. Ndipo chilamulo nchoyela. Yere otuwe chilamuloyo. Akutisiwa unisikuli mele isama kina nchito. Kwa magane nga opusira mkwabina na omunda. Kwa maoutziwa zwana uti opusaka wa munda. Apulu langala kuyamba kuja. Here we can conclude that it's God, it's Christ Jesus that brought hunger to the hungry souls so that after being hungered, they might pluck the ears and eat the corn. Apatiwa wana kuti. Yesu yomwini. Chifuna amatiswa udachwa wakoza kudia amba njala. Amenada mwele tanjala pa wantuo. Chifuna utuona rinjala ikamweramo. Andwa japulu langala na yamba kudia. He knows each and every stage. Amatiswa kwele lorinani losi limele libi tisidevo. Because he is omniscient God. Chifuna yeyo kiburungu. Wapapu zose. He is from presence of God. The Mungu, wapesika pali pose. He is from potence of God. The Mungu, wapapusose. He knows everything. Amatsiwa situsose. So he brought hunger to the hungry souls. That is the disciples. The adabwele tanjala, kumiyoyo yanjala, imelenda kupunzira. Don't forget that these disciples are the people that were erected, that were chosen among the vast people that lived in that area. Musa iwale kuti akukuzira lidali gulu la wathu limene lidachita kusankhidwa kuchokera kukhwimbira wathu limene limakhala mdera limene lija. There were many people in that area. Udala anthu ambirimbiri amene amakhala mdera limene lija. But Jesus Christ came and chose one there, one here, and one there, and make them to be disciples. Koma Yesu anabwera nayamba kusankha mmodzi mmodzi wina kumtenga uko wina kumtenga uko ndi kuwapanga iwowo kukhala kuphunzira. He chose Matthew, John, Peter, Andrew, James, and many more. Anasankha Mateyu, Yohane, Petro, Andrea, ndi ena ambiri. When he was choosing John, he left to themselves their father, Zebedee. Pamene Mulungu amamsankha Yohane, anawasiya atatawa awawanawa, Zebedayo. He chose others and leave to themselves others. Anasankha ena, ikuwasiya ena, takhale kunja. Their choosing is in the hands of God. Kusankha kuli mmanja mwa Mulungu. As we read in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4, it shows that God erected us before the foundation of the world. Tikamane ka Bible, kwa Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, ima nauri Mungu wala disanka, tiko la pasi, lisana rekenu. When the law was coming into this world, pamene chila mula shimabwela mtiko la pasi, the law, when it comes into this world, the people will never follow it. Mulungu tu amadziwa kuti pamene chilamulo chikubwera mtsikono lapansi koma anthu sadzachitsatira, because nobody can be saved by the law. Chifukwa palibe munthu amene akhoza kupulumutsidwa ndi chilamulo. Verse 2 says, and when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath. That's what the verse says. The Pharisees said, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm Sabbath. Don't forget that Jesus came from God. And Jesus is God. Don't forget that it's God who gave Moses. Instead, the matrix of people, they honored the law much than the Christ. So, because of this, it was to these Pharisees, they counted it worth it to worship, to look into it careful, the law than Jesus Christ. They were told, not knowing that Christ of the scriptures is the real God and that he came from God. So verse 2 of Matthew chapter 12, he says, the Pharisees were disappointed when they saw the disciples eating on the Sabbath day.
They are not putty. A Pharisee or Ada Kumudwa Ada Arapuzraesu Apuya Sibra Sabbath.
According to the law, the Sabbath day, nobody was to work.
According to the law, Sibra Sabbath, Pasama Munayese.
So working was abominable in the eyes of the Pharisees. Because of this, when they saw the disciples doing that kind of work and eating, they accused Jesus. They had some prophecies. How come that Jesus Christ can authorize the people to pluck corns to eat on the Sabbath day?
And I am back where to take a blind black with a barrel of water to a putrag, put it as Zibia, you get to know Sigma Sabbath.
Verse 3 of Matthew chapter 12 says, and he said unto them, have ye not read what David said, teach, when he was unhungered, and they that were with him?
Here,
Jesus Christ is coming with the message, the gospel from the Old Testament.
Here,
Jesus Christ is speaking what David did when he was hungered. That David is the one of the ancestors of these Pharisees. The Pharisees, the Israelites, ordered the David muchly. So because they ordered David muchly, Jesus Christ caught from the Old Testament what the ordered ancestor did when he was hungered. What David did is on verse 4. Verse 4 says, and he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests.
Verse number 4. Kuti anawa nyumba ya Mungu, naje mikate yooneza, imene yosa noleka kudya iye kapena amena nari naye, koma asembe ukaoka.
According to the law, the Pharisees, the Israelites, were not allowed to eat the shewbread. Only the priests were authorized to eat the shewbread.
Kulingana ni maamulo, kama wala wina anese, kudia chakudia jomelekelwa, chimejelewa kujelewa, kastembe oka.
But one day, David and the team ate the shewbread.
Koma tsikulina, David and Yanwake, Anadia,
it was like David was breaking the law because the law was entitling the priest only to eat the
shewbread.
So Christ quoted what David did in eating the shewbread of the priest to the Pharisees. The whole thing ate by ordinary people. Here he's accusing them, mind you, he's answering the question that is in the mind of the Pharisees, why eating and doing the work on the Sabbath day. So Christ is saying that there is no problem in working and eating on the Sabbath day. Verse 5, it says, Have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Here again, Christ is coming up with the picture of what the priest has been doing in the place, according to be the holy place, but found blameless.
Ababa, yes, I'm going to send a magidina, but Sibula Sabada, would you also, Arabanda's Lucina, the Sibula Sayanera?
They were blameless, even though they were doing awkward things, sinful things, on the day that called it to be the holy day, the Sabbath day. What are the things that these Israelites, the priests, were doing on the Sabbath day? For example, when we read in the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verse 9 to 10 says, Numbers 28, verse 9 through 10 says, and on the Sabbath day, two rams of the first year without spots, and two tenth deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and the drink offering thereof. This is a burnt offering of every Sabbath, beside the annual burnt offering and his drink offerings. 9 and 10.
Numeri chapter 28, verse 9 and 10. Verse number 9. Divotwara sabata, ana angosa awili ajaka chumozi, obana chilema, ni awili ama gao kubi aefa, wa upa osalala, ukare sembe ya upa, osaganiza ni makuta, Sembe yache yotira. Verse 10. Tio sembe yopieleza ya tuwa sabata. Lino onse. Kamozi disembe yopieleza yosarekeza. Disembe yache yotira.
He is speaking the work that was done on the Sabbath day.
Ababa awgamba zanchino vile wujitika mutiwa sabata.
The work of offering the sacrifice, the burnt offerings to God, to Christ.
In disembe mene waperekedwa.
But what are other things that this year priests were doing that were not good, that they were profaning the Sabbath? John chapter 7 says,
Johannes 7,
verse 22 through 24.
Johannes 7, 22.
John 7:22 starts by saying, Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the Father. And he on the Sabbath day circumcised a man.
22. Chikwacha iti, Moses anakupasa ni mumbuliwe, sikuti uchokera kwa Moses, koma kwa magogo. Ibo mudula mtu, siku.
Just see, doing the work of the circumcision on the Sabbath day, the day that they claim themselves that this is the holy day. The cutting of the foreskins, the circumcision, that was working, but done on the holy day, the Sabbath day. Verse 23 says, if a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me? Because I have made a man every week. Oh, on the Sabbath day?
23.
Here, the Pharisees were accusing Jesus Christ. The big enemy of the gospel are the Pharisees. That stands for the religions, religious groups of people.
Ndani wakuru, wakutenga waku, afalisi, amina kuhibi na zimebeto.
Religious groups of people are the major and the biggest enemy of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of the scriptures.
Makuru, ajibembeto, diamene ama ima, tutara, dutenga weni weni, wa Yesu Kristo wa Maremba.
They always abuse because of whatever they thought and think in themselves that it's luscious and that it's good. They always justify themselves. But when it pleased God to open your eyes, you see that there is nothing good in you. So Christ is speaking about the Sabbath as the honor of the Sabbath. The Pharisees, the Jews, the Israelites, the one law came to them. They observed the law, but fails to do it up to excellence. But Christ is coming and trying to speak the real meaning of the Sabbath. Sabbath is lasting.
Sabbata ndi kupumula.
Lasting is Jesus Christ.
Kupumula ko Yesu Christ.
Because when we read in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, it says, "Come ye all who are heavy laden and burdened, so that I might give you rest."
Matthew 11 verse 28 kwena kuti, "Bwerani munonse ole mandotorwa kuti ndidzakupumulise."
So the one who is to rest is the heavy laden and labored person. We work, we labored with our personal justification, our self-righteousness. But when it pleased God to open our eyes and see Christ of the scriptures, then we see that Christ is my list. When he said, "Come, you are heavy laden and burdened," he is not speaking to everybody, but only the elect are to come. And it's Christ himself, it's God himself, who draws the elect to Christ so that it's to be given rest to
last.
Verse 24 says of John chapter 7.
Johannes 7 verse 24.
Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. He again is telling the Pharisees that they judge according to the appearance because they don't know the right judgment. They were judging Christ while themselves are doing the work on the Sabbath day by circumcising the people on the Sabbath day. So he was pointing them that you are sinners. That's why you work on the Sabbath day. Again, he was pointing the people on the Sabbath day. You never do good. You never too good to me. I am your rest. I am the Sabbath. Don't know that I am the Sabbath. Then you accuse me. Circumcision on the Sabbath day. Working on the Sabbath day. When we draw back to verse 1 of Matthew chapter 12, I say it's God, it's Christ who brought hunger to the people, because there is an answer in Christ to answer the people that you profane my Sabbath, you profane me, you profane Christ. And manage to observe. Can one manage and to keep the law? Romans chapter 7, verse 7 through 12 says.
Romans 7, verse number 7,
verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I should not know sin, but by the law, though I had not known rust, except the law had said, thou shalt not condemn.
Verse number 7, Romans 7. Pamene kuti takani, kuti chilamulo chili uchimo, usatero ayi. Koma ine sindikanazindikira uchimo pomwamo ndimo. Pakuti sindikanazindikira chilako lako chikadati chilamu. Pakuti sindikanazindikira chilako lako chikadati chilamulo usasirire.
Here God is forbidding to say that the law is sin.
Ababa, I wanted to be lamulo sichimo.
And the law is holy.
Lamulo,
verse 8 said, but sin, taking occasion by the commandments, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence, for without the law was dead.
Verse number 8, koma uchimo pamene unapeza chifukwa unachita mkati mwanga zilako lako zonse kalamu. Pakuti pamene lamulo uchimo mwili wako.
Here it's speaking how sin is without the law. Verse 10 says, and the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death.
Verse number 10,
but verse 10 says, for I was arrived without the law once, but when the law came, sin revived and I died. Here Paul is speaking back to the sin of Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve ate the fruit, they sinned against God. The sons started being born into the family, and the number increased to the Abraham, to Jacob, to Isaac, to Moses, while the sin was in the world. But when Moses went to the Mount Sinai and collected the law, it's when the sin revived. Before the law came, man was sinful, but sin was like lying down.
Chilamulo chisanabwere, munhu anthu anochi ana chimwanditu, Koma uchimo unari ulipansi osa onike.
So there was nothing that can accuse them when the law was not yet came. But when in the law came, the religion of coming of the law is to revive the sin. So that the sin should be working now. Verse 11. For sin, taking occasion of the commandments, simply by it, through me. So before the law came, a man was sin, but he was like he was alive. But when the law came, a man died now because the sin kills a man. So the law is holy and is more powerful, whereby I cannot stand with you. We can never have a business with the law and speak any other business with the law. It is very holy, it is very powerful. It
kills.
The last verse 12 says, wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and
good.
Everything of the law is holy, is good, is just. But no man can manage to do and keep the law because a man is very sinful before God. So here, back to the book of Matthew, chapter
12.
The Pharisees raise like they know the law and like they keep the law. So Christ was to preach to them that even though you think that you keep the law, you are very sinful, you never keep the law. You work on the Sabbath day, the day whereby the law is commanding not to work. So Christ brought hunger to the disciples so that when they eat, the people claimed themselves that they keep the law, will accuse, so that in the process of accusing, the true gospel should be preached to the people and receive the true gospel of Jesus Christ of the scriptures. So here, it's not about eating on the Sabbath day. But it's about the law, that no man can manage to keep the law. It's not about the hunger that were with the disciples in the field of corn. But it's about Sabbath to be taken off from these Pharisees that claim themselves that they believe, that they know their Sabbath. But it's to call to the disciples the honor of Sabbath. The disciples are the honor of the Sabbath because Christ has given them rest. Because Sabbath is resting. When we say that Jesus Christ is the order of Sabbath, we doesn't mean that. When we say the disciples are the order of the Sabbath, we doesn't mean that they are to be saved with the law. No. But we are saying that Sabbath, being Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ saved the people, the disciples, which means Christ is their resting. So Sabbath is holy.
The Sabbath and Noera.
Christ is holy.
Yes, so Noera.
Sabbath is resting.
Sabbath and Ropumura.
Christ is our resting.
Yes, Christ is our Dempumura.
God made Sabbath.
Murumu Adabaza Sabbath.
God made Christ the only rest for his people.
Murumu Adabaza Yesu Christ, that is Pumura Wazu, O Christ.
God himself instituted Sabbath as the day of resting. It's because in the New Testament there is God speaking, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Christ is the beloved Son of the Father. God is well pleased by Christ alone. Christ is the salvation of the elect. The Spirit is to reveal Christ to the elect only. Christ is the salvation and the salvation of the elect. We are saved by the grace of God, not by operating or keeping the law. We can never manage to keep the law because the law is very holy. Our souls, we are very sinful. So God can never take the holy thing and put in front of the sinful people. Because the sinful people never knows how even to keep the holy thing. The good thing that is in the hands of the sinful people is done. Sting, bringing bad smell, that's not a good thing. That is in our hands. If I can ask you what good have you done? Frankly speaking, you'll be seeing whatever you were thinking, whatever you have been doing, and saying that I did this, and this is the good thing that I did. Then it means the gospel is not revealed to you. But honestly speaking, when we try to ask each other what good thing we have, we'll see only bad things done in our hearts. And you will never dare even to put on public the done in your hands. That's why somebody sing a song says, "What nothing in my hands I bring, simply I come to you for grace, because in me there is nothing." Christ is my hope.
Yes, Christ.
Christ is our hope. Any other thing is only few threats at the time.
zina zose zvinoitwa zvichiwazo zvosainera zvopanda pano.
I think if you suffer and expose all the rubbish things that you have been doing on public, you can never start but just write and hide your soul. But when the eyes are closed, are blunt, you will try to do those rubbish things before the people, thinking that they are good before the
people. So if aso,
may the Lord help us understand Christ of the scriptures. Because when it is not pleased God to open to reveal Christ in me, in us, then boasting with the filthy rags will be upon my lips.
Standard on a teller, yes, it's one man in bar. Jeffrey, you see, and I'm going to have it.